No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine.
Morena, Rachel.
How are you going?
Good, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. I hope you had a nice weekend.
Thank you.
We have had some union questions come in the last week, and we're going to put some of them to you right now from the listeners. Let's start with this one. Can I talk to my colleagues about how much I'm paid? I feel like we're not supposed to, but I want to ask. Is that something that we're allowed to do?
It's absolutely something you're allowed to do. It's something you'll be discouraged from doing because it's a tactic to kind of divide people. I mean, this is something that's well documented. I think people can get a bit... It's like a cultural thing, right? It's like if you talk to some people, they're like, oh, that's something you're not supposed to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably first have a conversation about who, you know, like not talking about like wages serves, like who does that benefit?
Right.
And, you know, like discuss how that does actually benefit like the boss, because if someone's being paid unequally and you're not allowed to talk about it, that kind of, you know, creates a situation where you'll never know about kind of inequality, like things like gender and like racial wealth gaps. So I think it's really important to just have that conversation first, because a lot of people have been taught, hey, you never ever talk about that. But I definitely can, and I think you absolutely should. I think transparency is really, really important in the workplace and also with your friends, because it creates like standards, right?
Yeah.
If you're getting paid $5 more for the same job, that's something that the other person deserves to know about so they can negotiate a better wage. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we've definitely seen a lot about that in the media recently, particularly with the Black Lives Matter movement. There's been a lot of people talking about that racial gap, as well as the gender gap, and that kind of parity conversation is going on too. So it's a very interesting time to be asking that question as well. Someone else has said, kind of on that theme actually, been wondering about this for ages, but thought given the current climate, now's a good time to ask. If you're at work when there's a protest happening that you want to join, can your employer stop you from leaving or reprimand you from leaving? What are the rules around this?
So, basically, the answer to this is that the law is really limits when workers can leave work to, say, go on strike or protest. And so you have to be in a specific situation, like during a collective, you know, bargaining process, and then you can sort of take strike action, et cetera, et cetera. So the short answer is no, you can't leave work to go to a protest. Though, I mean, I would definitely talk to a manager and have a conversation about it. I think this is just a good time to say, like, yeah, like, I think this is a law that really can be improved, and I think that's something that we should, like, you know, I'm not here to just tell you what the law is. Like, I think it should be changed. I think that, you know, people should be able to go on strike for more than just, wage increases. Like, for instance, there's like sexual harassment and things like that. I think people should be able to stop work, and I guess under a health and safety framework, maybe they could, but it's very limited. The law really sucks in this regard. You'd have to talk to your manager, and yeah, absolutely, they could reprimand you under the current like employment law. And I think that's wrong, and I think that it should change.
Absolutely. And also, as you were just saying, it's not a reason not to have that chat with your manager or your employer anyway, if there is a reason why you really want to go and join a protest. Hard out. All right. What do you do if your workplace doesn't have an associated union? What can I do? Is there a union I can still join? Is what this texter is asking.
There's always a union you can join, okay? You might not have a specific union, but there is if you're in the private sector, you can join ETSU, which is the largest private sector union. I know, like, for instance, freelance journalists often join ETSU, which is not specifically like a media union, but they join ETSU, and ETSU will represent them and help them in any issues that they have. So if you're in the private sector, I would say it's ETSU, which is just a private sector union. And if you're in the public sector or in like an NGO, it would be, you know, probably the Public Services Association, that's PSA. So you don't necessarily need a specific, like, you know, my job is this and I need the union that says that. So that's not quite how it necessarily works. Some professions do have very specific unions, but yeah, just when it's your PSA.
Oh, we lost you a little bit at the end there, but as you're saying, there are unions for you, even if you don't think there are. There's always a union for you. Our last question, Justine, this morning is, I'm thinking of taking voluntary redundancy at work. We're having a big restructure at the moment. What kind of things should I make sure I talk about or get sorted with my employer?
So that sounds like a difficult situation, but, you know, good on you for taking that initiative and, you know, thinking about what you're wanting to do. I would say, again, just making sure that there's a genuine redundancy. So we had those examples last week of those people whose jobs had been essentially relisted. So I'd want to know, you know, I want the details, I want that transparency. Generally with a voluntary redundancy, you should be getting offered a little bit more than if you were just being made redundant. So, you know, that's something to talk about, negotiate.
Lost you a little bit there. Could you repeat that, Justine?
Oh, just, you might be able to negotiate some more money, which is always good. What else? I would just be wanting to, and I'd be wanting to know how many people are being made redundant, if they've offered voluntary redundancy to everybody, or is it like just specific jobs that they're looking at, you know, like offering voluntary redundancy. But yeah, essentially the main thing you need to know is you probably should get a little bit more in your redundancy package if you're taking a voluntary redundancy.
Good to know indeed. Hey, thank you very much, Justine, and thank you very much, BFM Texters, for your questions as well. You can send through your union and employment queries to 5395 and we'll put them to you again next week, Justine.
Sweet, sounds good.
See you then.
Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you.